This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
We didn't have guns. We were, you know, grabbing chairs and, you know, the boys were taking, like, whatever they could get hold of, like broomsticks and so forth. They managed to get hold of some Israeli soldiers, but obviously we were so brainwashed about nonviolence as our methodology that we didn't kill any of the Israeli soldiers. We actually, when they got injured with the commotion, they actually got treated by our passengers.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where little brother is always watching. I'm your host, the Stimulator, and as video technologies continue to advance, these days the average slave can be a counter-surveillance specialist for the motherfucking resistance.
Actually, we're allowed to give you the finger.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yep, the motherfucking police really hate video cameras, and that is why three states are making it illegal to record the pigs in action. Maryland, Massachusetts, and Illinois judges have made disturbing interpretations of state laws, and peeps who have taped their own arrests have been found guilty and face up to 5 years in the slammer, like Anthony Graver of Harford County, Maryland, who was pulled over for speeding by an undercover pig while wearing a helmet cam.
Get off the motorcycle, state police.
Anthony was found guilty of breaking Maryland's wiretap laws, and after publishing the video on YouTube, the pigs raided his house.
Police show up at my house today, and they come in and they take all of my computers. They took two computers and two laptops and my camera, and they were going to arrest me.
Yep, the Maryland popo want to keep video ninjas at bay because of embarrassing incidents like these, where we see a college student is being beaten mercilessly by riot pigs.
That's the sound of the police!
But Five-O in Peru had an even more embarrassing moment captured on tape. You see, Lima's finest were harassing a transvestite sex worker until her gang of crossdressers caught wind of the attack and chased the swine out of the hood. Controlling the flow of video is problematic to the powers that be, which is why the murderous Israeli offense fart knockers confiscated all the recording devices when they raided the Mavi Marmara, a humanitarian aid ship headed to Palestine, and chose to release their own video instead. Here's chief Israeli baby killer in charge, Benjamin Netanyahu.
So our naval personnel had no choice but to board these vessels. Now, on five of the vessels, our seamen...
Seamen?
It's seaman!
Our naval personnel, just as they landed on ship, you can see this in the videos. The first soldier, they were met with a vicious mob. They were stabbed, they were clubbed, they were fired upon.
But you see, what Netanyahu is not telling you is that the IDF has a pretty bad reputation that includes torture and murder, and the peeps on the boat knew this well, and hence exercised their full right to beat the fuck out of the Israeli pirates. In Portland, Oregon, where the pigs have been murdering peeps left and right this year, the motherfucking resistance has been pushing back by taking over streets in opposition to police brutality, and in one instance trashed the headquarters of the Pig Police Union. But national outrage has been focused on the Northwest City when a worker from the Righteous Red and Black Cafe told a pig that they did not have any donuts.
And we were having a great conversation, and then he comes along and just based on the color of the uniform I'm wearing, he decides to kick me out, which sort of harkens to the days of, you know, segregation almost.
Actually, Officer Crooker, what an unfortunate name, was kicked to the curb because the Red and Black is a vegan joint and the smell of bacon was offending customers.
Sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'd never know because I wouldn't eat the filthy motherfuckers. Pigs sleep and root and shit. That's a filthy animal. I ain't eating nothing, ain't got sense enough to disregard its own feces.
And finally, the 20 gangsters of the capitalist mafia are meeting in Toronto this year, and as expected, the PO are spending big money on big toys to try to repel the motherfucking resistance. Like the G20 in Pittsburgh, the TO50 are bringing out the LRAD. But what they don't know is that we have hijacked their iPod.
Well, justice, no.
world we see. So we're free when we speak. Oil's at its peak, and we got at a beat. The status quo will keep us unable to speak. On our knees saying please we reap what we sow. So you know the whole plan is out of control. The goal to hold power while we get the blindfold. Truth be told, it's the same old song and dance. We're down to the wire, might be our last chance to advance. Humanity, take your stance. The power of the people, a street romance. United, we cannot be defeated. G20, we're ready, T-Dot, it's time to greet them. G-A-G-20, they few, we many. G-A-G-20, they few, we many. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Chattering the so-called social peace. Windows getting smashed live on TV. 2010 is here, confront the beast. Reclaim the streets, fuck the police.
Owning your own home is part of the proverbial American dream. But what those fuckers don't tell you when you sign on the dotted line is how ruthless the system can be when you fall back on your payments. As the man your mama calls Obama has shown us, the banks have the full backing of the state, including the use of force, aka the motherfucking police. Well, some folks have had just about enough of this bullshit.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling.
I'm mad as hell, I'm not gonna take it anymore! Keith Sadler is one of those who couldn't take it anymore and faced the wrath of the state head on. Hey Keith, how the fuck are you?
Well, I'm doing alright.
So, you owned a home and you fell back on your payments. What the fuck?
I have repetitive strain injuries. I've been a factory worker most of my life, UAW shops mostly. I was tired of going to work in pain every day, so I thought I would do the surgery. And it ended up that I ended up having to have two surgeries. I was getting disability through the insurance at work, but it was only 50% of what I was making while I was working. And so the bank had promised to keep let me make payments or to work out some kind of solution or plan for people that were in my position, as they said. And next thing I know, I get a letter in January of 2009 saying I got 30 days to get my 4 months payments caught up or they're filing foreclosure.
Did the bank show you any fucking sympathy?
No, I mean, they actually, until I, bitched and moaned about it afterwards, after they threatened to file the foreclosure, I said, well, where's the plan that you guys were going to work out? And they finally sent me an application for a loan modification. But this was after they actually already filed in the courts the foreclosure process. So I knew what the answer was going to be. And 2 months later, 3 months later, they denied me, trying to modify the loan. And basically they were saying, that's it. We're taking the house and you got to be out of there.
Facing the fucked up scenario being homeless, what the fuck did you decide to do?
We had formed the Toledo Foreclosure Defense League with the intentions of doing home defenses, and we were trying to get people in the Toledo area, Lucas County, Ohio, to defend their homes, and we were going to join with them to engage in civil disobedience, but we couldn't find anybody that was willing to go that far. And as time went on, it got to be where, we got to put our money where our mouth is. And, I was going to lose my home anyway, and we wanted to make a statement and to say that it was wrong to kick people out of their homes like this.
And who were the brave folks who helped you defend your castle?
Well, they were, friends and comrades in the Toledo Foreclosure Defense League. We're kind of, part of an anarchist collective here in Toledo. And so they were, like I said, they were friends, but they were also, soldiers in this war. And we closed ourselves in on Sunday, the 2nd of May, and I was supposed to be out that night at midnight. And we didn't leave till the SWAT team arrived on Friday, May 7th.
And what was your punishment for defying the bank? I mean, the pigs.
We got off easy, but I think it was a politically motivated decision that they after having thrown me and my friends out of my house, They did not, I mean, they wanted the thing to go away. So they basically gave all seven of us probation, 12 months probation.
And what do you think now about the American dream?
It's false. You know, we have the banks getting bailouts. And then actually they've given the banks forbearances because they're not able to somehow not able to pay the money that was given to them, the bailout money. And so they're telling them, OK, well, you can wait a little while. I mean, you know, but with normal folk, with working class people, that's not happening. You know, they're kicking us out on the street. And so I mean, the whole capitalist system is kind of falling down on itself, you know, right before our eyes.
And what are you planning to do next?
The Toledo Foreclosure Defense League has been working with in the community, doing some canvassing and trying to organize around putting homeless people into vacant homes. We've been going around handing out little neighborhood packets about us, about what we're going to be trying to do, and we're trying to engage people to support us. We think that if we squat some homes in the area and the people know what we're doing and know why we're doing it, that we'll have crowds around that the police will have to fend off and again do a big spectacle like we did with this, where the you know the police were afraid to actually act because of political reasons, and maybe you know we can start something, start having people take back their communities.
Thanks, Keith. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as New and I Feel Fine. Big buckets of love to Samika, Tony, Courtney, Garcon, Juan, Mark, Fred, Jill, Jay, Anthony, Patrick, Ravi, Sam, Annie, Yasina, Tammy, Mark, and Stephanie for making this shit happen. Harmundo. Also want to let you all know that some media will be in the streets of Toronto covering the motherfucking resistance during the G20 meetings. So stay tuned to my fucking website, stimulator.tv, for updates. Now go video some pigs.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
Good luck out there, and tell everybody in Toronto, give them hell.